Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Dire Straits bringing us back. That's Mark Knopfler on guitar and... He'll be singing here in a second. Welcome back, 17 Till. That's his woohoo there. Mark Knopfler, he's a good artist. I encourage you to check out his music. I don't know if he's still making new records, but they're good stuff. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here, 17 Till. I probably said that. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Take our poll question right there on the homepage. Thousands, tens of thousands pieces of information that if you can't find what you need there on the homepage or searching around in the any of the category pages, just do a search. We have pretty successful search engine there. I think you'll like it. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Rick Matheson. He's the author of the On Demand Brands, brand new, well-received book this last year. I encourage you to check it out. Rick, tell us how we can find your book.
Yes, it's at ondemandbrand.com. You can find it on Amazon and everywhere books are sold.
All right, so check it out. Rick, we're talking about something that's probably got people scratching their heads a little bit. You're telling us that the old media, especially television, is actually holding its own in the face of all this onslaught of new media opportunities out there. And do you think it's because... I've been saying for a long time, Rick, that social media is not a fad because it's not going away, but it is a craze, meaning people have gotten nuts about it. Do you think people are a little less nuts about it and they're coming back to their roots of traditional media?
You know, I don't know. It remains to be seen. I believe in 2011 we are going to see a little bit of fall off, a little bit of coming down to earth with social media. But I think that these technologies are actually kind of fueling traditional media. We are now up to an average of 34 hours per person.
So you
per
think?
Week
wait, well, time out. Make sure I get this straight. You're saying that you think the new media is actually feeding the old media, and specifically television.
That's absolutely right. So just in this week, just since Monday, we have seen things like the cable television network Starz launch a new, it's launching its new Spartacus TV series with a Facebook game that lets you run your own sort of
cross-platform.
Exactly. An iPad app that lets you read the screenplay for each episode and access multimedia content.
And see, this is the kind of thing newspaper has to do.
Yes, newspaper.
And I'll tell you, Rick, this is what we've been doing with our radio program.
Mm-hmm.
This month, Rick, is the 13th anniversary of our simulcast on the Internet.
Right.
I mean, we've been on the radio since 97, but January 98, we started simulcasting on the Internet, and very soon after that, got us started with our cross-platform stuff, which supports, one supports the other.
Yeah, I mean, companies need to recognize they're not just television companies anymore. They are content companies with content that lives across a lot of different platforms.
I never told anybody, whenever anybody said to me, what do you do? I've never said I'm a talk show host. I've always said I have a media company, and our flagship brand is a radio show.
That's right.
But the purpose of us being here is to get our message out, whatever channel we have to use.
That's right. And television broadcasters are starting to really understand this. Oxygen Network, it's just launching this fall, is adding this sort of social viewer feature that is essentially a companion show that runs alongside the television version of a popular show that they have, where you can catch up with other fans in real time and even chat with cast members via Twitter and Facebook.
Right.
Consumers are really looking for that transmedia experience.
Well, there was a time, Rick, when radio tried to deny that the Internet existed.
Right.
And, I mean, simulcast was like blasphemy. but it didn't take too long before radio stations realized, wait a minute, if I simulcast on the Internet, I'm not bound to my immediate audience, my where my signal reaches. I can connect to the world.
That's right.
And so this is when it's been about, you know, I discovered 13 years ago, Rick, that when it comes to the new marketplace, so many things are not either or, it's both and.
That's right. In fact, we really need, and I talk about this in the book, we really need to move past talking about what's old media and what's new media.
Right.
It's just media.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so tell us some more about what you found out.
Sure. So we're seeing a lot of movement in the marketplace just this last week. A startup called Miso just got this huge round.
Say it again.
Miso, M-I-S-O, and I believe it's at miso.com. They just got this huge round of funding from Google and Hearst. So that should sort of tell you things. Miso is kind of a Foursquare for TV. So Foursquare is the sort of mobile service that you use to check in when you go to Starbucks or whatnot to get
right.
special offers. But this works for TV, where you check into TV shows as you watch them to kind of earn badges for viewing activity
right.
and kind of a social viewing experience with other fans of your favorite TV shows. So here it is. It's this new technology sort of fueling traditional, and Google and Hearst seem to believe in it enough to put, you know, millions of dollars of funds into it. And you've got things like NBC is premiering its new show, The Cape, which comes out next week, not on TV, but on the iPad. So
they're,
you know,
premiering it on the iPad?
Yes. So if you buy a new iPad, you can get this app to watch the first episode of this show, The Cape, before it's on TV. And then we also
and then it will be on TV. So by using the iPad, it makes you attract, or it should say it's introduced to an audience who might not have found it otherwise.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And then we have this other strange thing.
Hold on to that thought, Rick.
Yep,
we got to take
sure.
a quick break, folks. Folks, I hope you're listening. I hope and don't take the things that Rick's saying specifically. Just remember, either think of these two things. Not either or, but both and also think of cross-platform. Those are two good watchwords for what Rick is teaching us. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.